This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. President Biden has been working to push trade apprenticeships as one way to ease labor shortages. At the same time, California is trying to build its workforce by attracting women to the construction industry. But as KQED's Daisy Nguyen explains, trouble finding child care is keeping many of them from joining the trade.
At a construction training center in the Bay Area, Tamara Hayward and 10 other women are hammering in a lumber yard. They're about to graduate from a pre-apprenticeship, which is like a boot camp for carpentry. But before they can finish and move on to a four-year apprenticeship, they have to show mastery of nailing a window frame.
It's like butter now. We know how to do it, how to operate the hammer correctly.
For six grueling weeks, Hayward has been driving 90 miles from her home in Sacramento to the center. She would spend the day learning how to use tools and machinery safely and then drive back to work the night shift at an Amazon warehouse. Sometimes she delivers food for DoorDash to make ends meet. While she's away, she relies on family members to look after her three children.
So I've got someone different watching my kids every single day, and I'm struggling paycheck to paycheck right now.
California is awarding $25 million in grants to get more women into construction apprenticeships that can lead to high-paying careers in the trades. Someone like Hayward could go from earning $19 an hour at Amazon to as much as $54 an hour. But only 3.5% of people enrolled in these types of apprenticeships are women. Katie Hagen, the director of the California Department of Industrial Relations, says women in the industry always share the same challenge.
The top of the list was childcare.
Andrew Meredith agrees. He's the president of the State Building and Construction Trades Council. He says workers need flexible childcare tailored to their long hours and sometimes early starts.
And a lot of places aren't set up for that, and the ones that are extremely expensive.
The state grants will offer $10,000 in childcare stipends per apprentice. Tamara Hayward says that money will go a long way during her apprenticeship.
2 years of receiving a childcare stipend will allow me to save 2 years of income that I would have taken away from my household for childcare.
She says she'll use that money to buy a house for herself and her kids. In Pleasanton, California, I'm Daisy Nguyen for Marketplace.